それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the
world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahmat, that will be presenting you the latest news from Indonesia and also various interesting programs taking you closer to Indonesia, including quote of the day from various Indonesian heroes. And also we have Let's Speak Indonesian, Indonesian Wonder, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. The first one, let's begin with the news. The news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Prabowo announces target for eradicating extreme poverty in Indonesia. President Prabowo says consistent implementation of the constitution boosts national economic growth. I'm Rahma. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto aims to reduce extreme poverty to 0% through the establishment of the National Socioeconomic Single Data System and the creation of 80,000 red and white cooperatives in villages and sub-districts across Indonesia. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto on Friday announced that Indonesian government plan to eradicate extreme poverty completely. During his state address marking the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence at the Indonesian Parliament Building in Jakarta, Prabowo said that this target will be achieved through the implementation of National Socioeconomic Single Data System, or DTSEN, and the establishment of 1,800 red and white cooperatives nationwide. He explained that the single data system is designed to ensure the precise targeting of aid programs.
Dalam 10 bulan terakhir, saya bersama Kabinet Merah Putih berupaya memerangi kemiskinan.
For the past 10 months, I, along with the Red and White Cabinet, have been combating poverty through a holistic, comprehensive approach. We aim to reduce the extreme poverty rate to 0% as quickly as possible. Therefore, for the first time in the history of the Republic of Indonesia, we have established the National Socioeconomic Single Data System.
Kami telah membentuk sistem data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional.
Prabowo also revealed plans to set up 1,800 red and white cooperatives in village and sub-districts to strengthen local economies and generate employment. He emphasized that these cooperatives will provide essential goods at affordable prices, easing the financial burden on citizens while stimulating economic circulation and investment.
Koperasi di setiap desa akan meningkatkan ekonomi desa dan menciptakan jutaan lapangan kerja.
Cooperatives in every village will boost the local economy and create millions of jobs. Village and sub-district cooperatives will also alleviate the burden on our people by selling affordable rice, cooking oil, subsidized gas, and subsidized fertilizer at fair price. We will also ensure people have access to protein, fish, and meat at reasonable cost.
Kepada protein, kepada ikan dan daging dalam harga yang terjangkau.
Prabowo expressed hope that economic equality can be achieved swiftly through a holistic strategy encompassing education improvement, equitable healthcare access, and economic empowerment. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, emphasized Indonesian economy continues to grow steadily amidst global challenges. The statement was delivered in his state address commemorating the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence on Friday. Raditya has the detail.
In his state address on Jakarta, Friday, 15 August 2025, President Prabowo reported national economic progress in the first half of 2025 of 5.12%, exceeding an average growth rate of over the past 7 years of 5%. Meanwhile, investment realization in the same period increased by 13.6% compared to last year, reaching 942 trillion rupiah. Prabowo stated that this investment realization has exceeded the state budget or APBN target and has absorbed 1.2 million workers. He emphasized that this achievement is inseparable from the government consistency in carrying on the mandate of the Constitution. According to him, this has helped economic growth and overcome a number of problems that has plagued society.
Ketika kita konsekuen menjalankan undang-undang dasar kita dalam 299 hari ini, alhamdulillah saya dapat melaporkan bahwa kita telah mencapai.
When we consistently implement our constitution in these 299 days, thank God, I can report that we have achieved significant progress amidst political conflict, global economic conflict, threat wars, and tariff wars. The Indonesian economy still managed to grow above 5%, growing at 5.12%, and experts believe that this will increase further in the future.
Dan para pakar yakin bahwa ini akan semakin meningkat di saat-saatnya akan mendatang.
The president warned that inconsistency in implementing the constitution could trigger economic distortion and slow the distribution of prosperity. He stated that this would result in only a select few benefiting from the economic growth, while the majority of the population continue to struggle.
Ketika kita tidak konsekuen menjalankan undang-undang dasar kita,
when we do not consistently implement our constitution, distortion occurs economically. Economic equality has slowed, with only a handful of people benefiting from our economic growth. This has resulted in a situation where the average economic growth of 5% over the past 7 years is not reflected in the actual conditions of the Indonesian people.
Tercermin dalam kondisi nyata rakyat Indonesia.
President Prabowo also highlighted Article 33 of the 1945 Constitution, which states that land, water, and resources are controlled by the state and must be used by the people's greatest prosperity. He explained that this law is rooted in economic democracy, guided by principle of collective welfare, efficiency, and justice. Additionally, he emphasized that the law also emphasized environmental sustainability, national independence, and maintaining the balance between progress and economic unity. Raditya, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's House of Representatives has achieved its highest ever level of women's representation, with female lawmakers now occupying 21.9% of parliamentary seats, 127 out of 580 for the 2024-2029 term. Kiki Novitasari has the detail.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, Puan Maharani, highlighted the representation of women in parliament. This achievement of 21.9% of 127 seats is the highest in history, but has not yet reached the target of 30%. This was announced at introductory speech to the 2025 joint session of the DPRRI-DPDRI in Jakarta on Friday.
Saat ini, keterwakilan perempuan
the current 2024 to 2029 term has achieved record female representation in Indonesia's House of Representatives, approximately 21.9% or 127 of 580 members. This progress deserves appreciation.
Dari 580 anggota DPR. Ini adalah kemajuan yang patut diapresiasi.
Puan emphasized women's crucial role in the national development, employing a musical metaphor to illustrate their contribution to national harmony.
Suara perempuan adalah nada asli.
Women's voices are the fundamental notes composing our nation's symphony. Without them, civilization's melody loses harmony, becoming mere clangs that never form a song.
Pernah menjadi lagu.
The speaker proposed leveraging Indonesia 80 independence anniversary as a catalyst to boost female parliamentary participants. Aiming to achieve the 30% representation, there's hope for more inclusive development and social justice. Kiki Novita, Voice of Indonesia.
In a direct challenge to Indonesia's corruption networks, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on Friday revealed his administration has clawed back 300 trillion rupiah from vulnerable budget items, publicly daring corrupt officials to resist his expanding anti-graft campaign during a fiery parliament address. Ihsan Syaputra has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto has reaffirmed his personal commitment to leading anti-corruption efforts across all government institutions, announcing the identification and protections of 300 trillion rupiah in vulnerable state funds since the beginning of 2025. The President made this declaration during his address at annual sessions of the People's Consultative Assembly in Jakarta on Friday.
Karena itu, saya tidak ada pilihan lain.
I have no choice but to personally lead the fight against corruption and misappropriation in all executive bodies and government institutions. That's why in early 2025, we identified and secured 300 trillion rupiahs from the state budget that was vulnerable through misuse.
300 trillion rupiah dari APBN yang kami lihat rawan diselewengkan.
The president emphasized that these fiscal protection measures will continue despite political challenge. He said that the policy aims to save future generations.
Karena itu saya berkewajiban untuk mengambil langkah-langkah yang perlu.
I'm obligated to take necessary actions, even when difficult or unpopular with certain people. We must safeguard our national wealth for the current and the future generations, for today's development needs and tomorrow's prosperity.
Untuk kepentingan generasi sekarang dan generasi mendatang.
President Prabowo further pledged his administration will pursue swift, effective solutions to ensure optimal utilization of state resources for public welfare and sustainable national development. Ihsan Syaputra, Voice of Indonesia.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto declared Indonesia's democracy both strong and distinctive, citing the nation's harmonious leadership transitions as proof of political maturity. Anissa Audrita has the detail.
Selanjutnya, kami mempersilahkan kepada Saudara Presiden Republik Indonesia untuk menyampaikan pidato tentang penyampaian laporan kinerja lembaga-lembaga negara dan pidato kenegaraan dalam rangka hari ulang tahun kemerdekaan 80 tahun Republik Indonesia tahun 2020.
Presiden Prabowo Subianto emphasized that Indonesia has achieved a strong level of democracy. This is reflected in the harmonious and exemplary transition of leadership, starting with President Sukarno's success in leading Indonesia, continuing through the administration of President Joko Widodo, and now entering his current leadership era. He conveyed this when opening his speech at the annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPRRI, and the joint session of the House of Representatives, DPRRI, and the Regional Representative Council, DPDRI, in Jakarta on Friday, 15 August 2025.
Pertama, saya ingin menyampaikan.
First, I would like to convey that the transition of national leadership from President Jokowi to the government I lead was carried out in a spirit of unity, full of respect, and political maturity. This leadership transition, recognized internationally as a smooth, excellent transition, is proof that our democracy is mature and strong.
Prabowo also emphasized that Indonesia adheres to a unique form of democracy. According to him, Indonesia adheres to a peaceful and unifying democracy, not a democracy that undermines each other.
I told them we succeeded because we adhere to a democracy that is uniquely Indonesian, a democracy that is calm, a democracy that unites, not a democracy that fights each other, bring each other down, curses each other, and insults each other. Not a democracy that hates each other. This is what we must uphold.
Prabowo further expressed his hope that his current leadership will uphold Indonesian democracy, which aligns with the culture of family, mutual cooperation, and mutual support. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto announced that Indonesia's ambitious free nutritious meal program has successfully reached more than 20 million beneficiaries. The announcement came during the President's State Address commemorating Indonesia's 18th Independence Day at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta. Rama Shidki Pratama has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto announced that his flagship free nutritious meal initiative has now reached over 20 million recipients. Delivering his state address ahead of Indonesia's 80th Independence Day commemoration in Jakarta on Friday, August 15th, the president revealed the program currently serves school children, preschool-aged children, as well as pregnant and lactating mothers nationwide.
Saudara sekalian, sekarang kita telah mencapai kemajuan.
My fellow citizens, we have made remarkable progress. This morning, I received a report from the National Nutrition Agency confirming that 20 million school children, preschool children, pregnant women, and breastfeeding mothers are now receiving free nutritious meals daily.
Ibu menyusui sudah menerima makan bergizi gratis setiap hari.
The president noted this implementation pace surpasses that of similar programs in other nations. He said the initiative has already established approximately 5,800 production facilities designated as nutrition fulfillment service units with participation across all Indonesian provinces. The program has generated 290,000 new jobs in these community kitchens while engaging a million farmers, fishers, livestock breeders, and small businesses. It's stimulating rural economic growth. President Prabowo highlighted the program's educational impact, claiming improved school attendance and academic performance. He extended gratitude to implementing partners, including the National Nutrition Agency, Armed Forces, Police, civic organizations, and cooperatives. The Free Nutritious Meal officially launched earlier this year with an ultimate target coverage of 82 million Indonesians. The program is a cornerstone campaign promise of President Prabowo and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka during last year's election. Ramasyidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has escalated its calls for international intervention in Gaza during today's annual parliamentary session. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, revealed new diplomatic initiatives through ASEAN channels while reaffirming Jakarta's commitment to Palestinian statehood as the only path to lasting peace. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
During today's annual session of Indonesia People Consultative Assembly, MPRRI, and House of Representatives, DPRRI in Jakarta, Chairman of the Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, reaffirmed Indonesia's unwavering support for Palestinian independence and called for intensified global peace efforts. The Assembly particularly commended President Prabowo Subianto's active diplomatic initiative in international forums, including ASEAN, to promote regional stability based on mutual sovereignty and conflict resolution.
MPR menyambut baik ikhtiar yang
the Assembly fully supports President Prabowo Subianto's consistent peace advocacy across international forums addressing new world governance, including his backing of Palestinian independence. As an influential ASEAN nation, we are committed to transforming our region into a peaceful community that respects the sovereignty of all member states.
Negara-negara anggotanya.
He emphasized that the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza underscores the ongoing global struggle for human rights. He stressed that Indonesia foreign policy must maintain its principled stand on humanitarian issues, particularly its steadfast support for Palestinian self-determination.
Kita juga menyaksikan konflik berkepanjangan.
We are witnessing a protracted conflict in Gaza, Palestine, marked by atrocities constituting genocide. The tragic loss of nearly 100,000 lives, predominantly women and children, along with the destructions of hospitals and schools, has created unimaginable despair. Indonesia's foreign policy must continue championing humanitarian causes, particularly through consistent support for Palestinian independence.
Kepada kemerdekaan bangsa Palestina.
Indonesia's commitment to fostering a peaceful international order grounded in respect for national sovereignty. This position aligns with Indonesia's long-standing foreign policy principles of supporting humanitarian causes and the self-determination of oppressed nation. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Dear God, Indonesia. In 2010, during my tenure as President of Indonesia, I traveled to Oslo, Norway, to participate in the International Conference on Climate and Forestry. I was honored to co-chair the conference alongside the then Prime Minister of Norway, Jens Stoltenberg. The spirit of this gathering was to unite global effort in combating climate change. Before departing Oslo, I was inspired to write a song because of our strong commitment during the conference to preserve the environment. In Jakarta, I collaborated with the renowned composer Erwin Gutawa, who arranged the music, which we titled Untuk Bumi Kita, meaning For Our World in Indonesian. It was then sung by Sandy Sondoro, one of the prominent singers in Indonesia. 3 years later, in 2013, a musician from the U.S., Jeff Lober, translated the song into English, titled Save Our World. Jeffrey Pescato, an American singer, sang this version. In this video, in the new version of Save Our World, arranged by Tohpati, 35 Indonesian artists from different generations lend their voices to sing this beautiful song. It is a call to action, inviting every country and everyone to join hands to protect our future generation from climate disaster. Together, we can make a difference. Enjoy the video and let us act now to save our world.
Pray for Mother Earth. I hope someday we lose these. Living in a moment, but if you will see, messy for me, can't see, wrongly, do these, but I'm watching it through the rocky. Now, apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah, kenangan alam indah, like this song, rekaman ekspres kisah, tapi cobalah cek realita. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone, tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone, tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, let us pray.
Of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Tak pernah ada di pikiran.
Hi, I'm Siska. I'm a singer, and I started my professional career as a singer in 2014 as a member of idol group JKT48. I graduated from the group in September 2023. My single tak berakhir sama. That's just released in February. So this song tells the story about long-standing relationship filled with love and hope that ultimately ends due to circumstances beyond our control. I really love this song and it's deeply personal for me because I co-write this song with Clara Riva, who also wrote Cinta Stara. And I wanted to begin this year with something new and different. I really want to by writing and singing a sad ballad song. I really hope this song is well received by my listeners and provide comfort to listeners going through similar experiences. Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder presents information for beach lovers that we recommend you to visit Cilacap, Central Java, Indonesia. There is a beach called Indah Widara Payung Beach. It attracts people with its beautiful panoramic view. The soft and clean beach sand lies along three villages, namely Widara Payung Wetan, Widara Payung Kulon, and Sidayu. It's located in Binangun District, about 35 kilometers from the eastern part of Cilacap City, and takes about 45 minutes of travel time. Listeners, to enjoy Indah Widara Payung Beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket fee of about 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per person. Once you reach the beach, you'll be welcomed by a pristine black sand beach view. Indah Widara Payung Beach area tends to be flat and covered by coconut trees on the coast, creating a cooling atmosphere. Just like most beaches, you can swim at this beach. However, you have to be careful since the waves are quite big. Don't swim too far from the shore. But if you don't have the nerve to swim in open water, then you can swim in the swimming pool available at this beach. Because of the big waves, surfing has become a favorite activity for visitors. Besides surfing and swimming, you can also explore Indah Widara Payung Beach area by riding on horseback or horse-drawn carts along the beach. By spending 40,000 to 50,000 rupiah, you can rent a horse-drawn cart or a horse to enjoy the beauty of Widara Payung Beach. Don't forget to try local food such as Mendoan Amba and Yutuk Crackers. Yutuk is a sand crab that is fried like crackers. Widara Payung Beach is also equipped with various facilities, such as bathrooms, parking area, prayer room, swimming pool, and homestay. That's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
I was born in this place with so many different races. many faces. Never bother me in any way. But every day, all I hear is bombing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a face it, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop, think, now do something for your nation.
Dari pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia. Ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Oh, kemanapun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah tempat ku bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Dibuai, dibesarkan,
diberikan kemudahan,
berlindung di hari tua
sampai akhir menutup mata.
Nyalakan pelitamu, terangi jiwa yang hilang. Halilintar bergemuruh, hatiku tetap untukmu. Indonesia rumah kita semua, unity in diversity. Close your eyes, open up your heart, Big Jaya akan menjelang.
Oh, di sana tempat lahir beta.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. C
C
C
C
which can be used for
Tita
chocolate celana. Let's continue. D
D
D
D
which can be used for danau dodol desa. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Di malam hangat, langit pun gelap. Samar ku rasa tanpa dirimu. Enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Oh, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam kan tak bisa berkata. Hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah tak cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata. Angin berbisik antar senyummu. Lepas kendali ku tersipu. Rasa tak sama di malam rawan.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Title, Tahuli Limama from Gorontalo. Listener, the inner bone, love, and longing of a child for his mother never fails to bring emotion to a song. So it is with our pop song from Gorontalo entitled Tahuli Limama. The song Tahuli Limama contains a deep meaning of a child's love and longing from his mother. The word Tahuli itself in Gorontalo language means feelings of longing or true love. The lyric in the song Tahuli Limama express longing for mother, sincere feelings of love and appreciation for their irreplaceable love and sacrifice. The lyric also depicts a portrait of togetherness and family warmth of the Gorontalo community. Well, listener, here is Tahuli Limama song by Gio Damanik. Enjoy listening the song.
Wow, akhirat ini. Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. From a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought.
Listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.